We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Serving God's Purpose. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Acts 13:36. For David, after he had served God's purpose in his own generation, died, was buried with his ancestors, and experienced decay. I have just read from the New English Translation. It was not until Elvis believed in the Lord Jesus Christ that he realized his unique ability to understand numbers and solve complex computational problems had been given to him by God for specific purposes. Before coming to Christ, Elvis constantly sought validation through illicit relationships and substance abuse. Although he was intelligent, successful, and admired by many, he lived with a deep sense of emptiness that no achievement, relationship, or substance could fill. He pursued pleasure and affirmation, hoping they would give his life meaning, but they only left him more dissatisfied. It was only when he came into Christ that his eyes were open to the truth. He began to see that his gifts were not accidental and that they were meant for the advancement of God's agenda in his generation. In Christ, Elvis did not just find forgiveness, he found purpose. Every human being born into this world has a unique purpose and plan in God. However, this divine purpose is not found in Adam, the old man, but in Christ. Scripture tells us that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand for us to walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. These good works were ordained for us in Christ, and it is only when we find ourselves in Him that we can truly fulfill them. David served God faithfully in his generation, to the best of his knowledge and ability. The question before us today is simple and sobering. Can the same be said of us? Are we following and serving God with all that He has entrusted to us? Or are we still living for ourselves? A life that truly counts is not measured by personal achievements or fleeting pleasures, but by obedience to God's purpose. Jesus taught that whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for his sake will find it. See Matthew 16:25. Fulfillment is not found in self-indulgence. It is only found in Christ. Go into today remembering this. A life lived for Christ is the only life that truly fulfills destiny. As you yield your gifts, time, and strength to God, He will align your life with the purpose He ordained for you in your generation. Romans 12, 1-2. Prayer. Heavenly Father, please help me to serve your purpose in my generation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 21 to 22. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.